Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today and we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics on the specification, large-scale ecosystems and biomes. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know and, more importantly, everything you need to say to pick up marks. Let's get started. So, first things first, what actually is a biome? A biome is a large-scale ecosystem, a community of plants, animals, and other organisms that are adapted to a particular climate. The key word here is climate. Climate is the single most important factor controlling where biomes are found on Earth. And when examiners ask you to explain biome distribution, they want you to talk about temperature and rainfall, always. Get that into your head from the start. Let's run through the main biomes you need to know. There are seven big ones. First up, the tropical rainforest, found near the equator between roughly 0 and 10 degrees north and south. Think the Amazon in Brazil, the Congo Basin in Africa, and parts of Southeast Asia. The climate here is hot, around 27 degrees Celsius all year, and incredibly wet, with over 2,000 millimetres of rainfall annually. Because of this, the vegetation is dense, multi-layered, and incredibly biodiverse. The Amazon alone contains around 10% of all species on Earth. Next, tropical grasslands, also called savanna. These are found between about 5 and 20 degrees from the equator, places like East Africa, Northern Australia, and Central Brazil. The key climate feature here is a distinct wet and dry season. Temperatures stay high all year, but rainfall is seasonal, around 500 to 1500 millimetres per year. You get scattered trees like acacias and vast open grasslands. Think of the Serengeti in Tanzania. Moving further from the equator, we hit hot deserts, found between 15 and 30 degrees north and south, in places like the Sahara in North Africa, the Arabian Desert, and the Atacama in South America. Rainfall here is less than 250 millimetres per year, often much less. Temperatures are extreme, scorching hot in the day, freezing cold at night. Vegetation is sparse and highly adapted. Think cacti and succulents. Then we have temperate grasslands, the prairies of North America, the steppes of Central Asia. These are found in the continental interiors, away from the moderating influence of the sea. Summers are warm, winters are cold, and rainfall is moderate, around 250 to 750 millimetres. The grasses here are incredibly fertile and have been converted to some of the world's most productive farmland. Temperate forests come next. These are found between 40 and 60 degrees latitude, Western Europe, Eastern North America, parts of East Asia. Four distinct seasons, moderate rainfall of around 600 to 750 millimetres, and deciduous trees like oak, ash, and beech that lose their leaves in winter. The UK sits right in this biome zone. Further north, we find the boreal forest, also called the taiga. This is the world's largest land biome, stretching across Canada, Russia, and Scandinavia. Long, bitterly cold winters, short, cool summers, and relatively low rainfall of around 300 to 900 millimetres. The trees here are coniferous, pine, spruce, and fir, adapted to survive the cold with their needle-shaped leaves. And finally, tundra, found above 60 to 70 degrees latitude, the Arctic regions of Canada, Russia, and Greenland. Temperatures are below freezing for most of the year. There is permafrost, permanently frozen ground, just below the surface. Rainfall is very low, under 250 millimetres. Vegetation is limited to mosses, lichens, and low-growing shrubs. The growing season is just 50 to 60 days per year.